Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back in here on WQAM Hollywood and Dave Hyde in with you this morning and kind enough to join us now on the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We will talk now to Omar Kelly. Omar Kelly is brought to you by Bud Light, Game Day's favorite light lager and the official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. Omar, good morning. And obviously, as you can imagine, the reaction towards Ryan Tannehill this entire week has been ferocious on our text machine here.
The text machine, I'm sure all of South Florida saw that performance and saw those two turnovers and, you know, put all the blame on him and expected him to, you know, be their superstar and save the victory, and he wasn't. Really the offensive line let him down. And Ryan's really a quarterback where he needs a good line, not just an average line, not an injury-decimated line. He needs a good line to be the quarterback he has the potential to be. So I don't know how they expected anything different. I knew when Laramie Tunsil was sidelined by the concussion, the wheels were about to fall off on that offense.
All right, Omar, on SunSentinel.com, you said no more excuses for the offense. With three linemen missing, possibly, is that an excuse?
No, it's not, because you still should have some sort of offense. I know the three linemen are, you only scored 7 points offensively going into the fourth quarter. You know, every NFL team is averaging 23 points. You need to get to the point where you're averaging 24 points on offense. And that's really what the expectation was when Adam Gase got here as the head coach, that he was going to help Ryan Tannehill be the best quarterback he had the potential to be, and that the Dolphins offense was going to put up points. I didn't expect that even going into the second defensive coordinator year, despite all the injuries, that the defense would be this good. I didn't expect that you'd have two special team scores in the first five games of the season. I didn't expect those things, but what I did expect was that the offense would be showing you some sort of sign of life, some sign of hope, going into year three of Adam Gase's offense. These are the players that he selected. This is the line that he selected. This is the quarterback that he wants. This is an offense custom built for this quarterback, and yet they're still not scoring points. They're still not efficient. They're still not effective. And you can make all kinds of excuses you want. Well, Devontae Parker was the one receiver that we had to get off press, or that we've lost two tight ends. That's all great. But when teams like the Chicago Bears are outscoring you and they basically have comparable talent, you have a problem.
Omar Kelly here with us. Omar, I mean, the talk has been as well this week about Adam Gase. I personally think it would be a big mistake if the Dolphins made a move away from him, even if the season turns south, which it is heading in that direction at the moment. But they have a chance to fix things here with a win on Sunday. But if this doesn't work out with Ryan Tannehill, is this going to be a situation where Gase kind of goes down with the ship?
I definitely think that they're connected. Maybe if you've played this season out and you see that Ryan Tannehill isn't the answer at quarterback, then maybe he'll get another season to draft one and see if he can push some development through that gives you hope. But they're definitely connected. But I really don't think it's too early to give up on the season. I know there are a lot of injuries that made me fearful of Cincinnati in terms of thinking that they were going to win. But I look at this Chicago Bears team, and outside of the defense, there's really nothing that you should fear. And I think that the Dolphins have just as much of a chance to pull off this victory, especially at home. That's going to be a good indicator to me. I know they've got a lot of injuries, but they had a lot of injuries against Cincinnati. And until Laremy Tunsil went down, the game, you know, they had the lead convincingly. They were playing great on defense. They were playing good on special teams. You know, you just got to get the offense in gear. And I like some of the things that they did in terms of switching how they use their backs and using Frank Gore on first down to keep the offense on schedule. I like how they were incorporating more two tight end sets and hope that the development continues and Mike Gesicki is, you know, continues to show flashes that he can be a good, productive player. But you just got to be more consistent on offense. You got to stay on the field on third downs. You got to execute in the red zone. So far, those have been the struggles, not just this season, but throughout Adam Gase's career and with Ryan Tannehill as a whole since 2012. Those are things you got to get fixed.
I mean, Omar, it seems obvious to me that these mistakes that Ryan Tannehill are making, you know, 7 years into this whole deal here, these are like rookie mistakes that he's making, you know, on Sunday, and they obviously cost the team the game. You were at practice yesterday speaking with everyone. Do these guys does he realize that he needs to make better decisions, that these decisions are costing his team games?
Well, I don't think it's just his decisions or his problems. Let's keep in mind that those turnovers were caused by a 3-17 and 3-22. I don't think, you know, it was Sam Young who had committed the false start or the holding call. So it's not like, you know, Ryan and the turnovers that he threw, you know, were all three turnovers were desperate situations. You know, he felt like, hey, I need to make a play to save this season or save my team. And he fell short. You know, these things happen, but let's not pretend like he's not the same quarterback that helped deliver fourth quarter victories in the first two games against Tennessee and whoever they played the second week. I think he understands his situation. He's an NFL starter. He's an average NFL quarterback. If Miami cut him today, there'd be probably about five teams lining up to go sign him and give him an opportunity to be the Tyrod Taylor-esque starter in the NFL. The question is he a guy you build your franchise around? And that's what he's trying to prove. He's trying to prove he's a franchise quarterback. Now, the results don't indicate that, but he still has a chance to do that by lifting the tide on the rest of the season and helping his team overcome some of the issues that they're having right now because of injuries, because every team has injuries. The question is, can he do it? And, you know, right now, it certainly looks like the answer is no, but you still got to give him a chance to let it play out.
All right, for that to happen this week, he's going to need some help, starting with Khalil Mack, how to block him. How do you think they're going to draw up to at least try to slow down Khalil Mack and the Bears' defense?
When I studied the Bears' film, Khalil Mack is just like Cameron Wake. He goes against the right tackle. Well, that's great for Miami, considering Juwan James is a polished, proven NFL starter. He's the third highest paid right tackle in the league. Hopefully he plays like he's the third highest paid right tackle in the league and, you know, doesn't allow Khalil Mack to destroy the game. And when I say destroy the game, I mean, you know, three impact plays where you're creating negative runs or you're creating, you know, sacks or pressures that force a turnover. Hopefully they can do that with some tight end help. You know, I'm sure Nick O'Leary or Durham Smythe is going to have to be in the game on Khalil Mack's side. And I'm sure Adam Gase knows that, especially on third downs. So you're going to be playing a lot of 4-on-5 offensive packages where your tight end's going to have to stick in to protect. And you're going to have to offensively beat four players with five. That means beat five players with four. That means a lot of bunch packages. So I don't know if this is the week that Devontae Parker comes back, but they've got to figure out a way how to get these small receivers off press coverage. And that probably means a lot of motion and a lot of bunch packages.
All right, real quick, Omar. Jimmy Butler is making waves in Minnesota in practice. Have you ever seen anything like this in the NFL?
Yeah, there are times when Brandon Marshall was, you know, a jerk in practice.
That's true. That's bad when he goes right to Brandon Marshall. We're talking about Jimmy Butler.
I remember when he was kicking the ball in Denver, and he did it a couple times in Miami as well. When players are unpleased and disappointed, and here's what I love about the NBA. They have power and control, which is something that they don't ever have in the NFL. I think the only person I've ever seen have power and control was Kirk Cousins, and he had to be franchise tagged for 2 years to do it. When you have power and control, I love it because it gives you an opportunity to flex your muscle and exert your power. You know, he didn't have to practice yesterday, but all of a sudden ESPN's coming to town. He can be a national story, and he chose to be a national story. And he chose to be, you know, to let them know, if you keep me, I'm going to be a problem all season. That was what yesterday was all about. I'm going to show you how much heart your team lacks. And that basically, you know, do you want me in your locker room all year? And that would be motivation enough for me to move him. But you know, you got to get a deal that's fair. And you know, they clearly or allegedly want Bam and I forget
his name.
Josh Richardson. To me, you know, I don't know what Bam can become, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but it doesn't seem like too much for me if we know that we're going to be able to sign Jimmy Butler for past this season, to him not be a rental. So we'll see.
Omar, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, guys.
All right, Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel, brought to you by Bud Light, Game Day's favorite light lager and the official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.